Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, July 10th, 2023, and it is 6 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Present.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Hanez.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thanks, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 10th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each division, each zoning rezone application or CUP application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulation into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file for each case, pertinent information is Exhibit C, and the maps is Exhibit D. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. First item on the agenda is review and action of the June 12, 2023 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections?
There is a correction on my part. I only voted nay one time instead of twice. It's a misprint on two of them. I'm not allowed to vote.
Oh, it had you down twice?
The way it's printed, yes.
Oh, the way it's printed.
Gets printing
you error. Don't get two votes?
No.
Okay. We will make those changes.
Okay, with those corrections, any other comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes stand approved with the corrections.
Need a motion and second first, though.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Make a motion.
Dave makes the motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Perfect.
We're going to move on to public here, or the first item up is limit public comment.
Make a motion for a four-minute time limit, not including the applicant for any speaker.
So a limit of 4 minutes for public comment. Do we have a second to that motion? George, with the second, any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So there'll be a four-minute limit to the public comment for the public hearing. Now we'll move on to the public hearing and final vote, and we have four tonight. All four we have are rezones, and I just want to let everyone in the audience know that what the Planning Commission does is to hear the cases and then either to recommend approval or not recommend approval of the application as presented to the County Commission. Their hearing will be July 17th at 9 a.m. next Monday. So the first one we have up is Bee Creek Estates, LLC.
So Bee Creek Estates, LLC, rezone number 23010, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is parcel number 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000, which is located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for R2, which is one and two family residential district. So looking at your screen, of course this is Highway 65 where my cursor's at, and then Bee Creek Road. I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. And then a couple of renderings. The yellow boxes are the proposed duplex locations, 49. The actual density, I believe, is 54. But they're below the maximum density, and they've got roads and different things in there. So here's a couple of renderings that were presented that they plan to build. At that point, I would turn it over to the applicants and their representatives to add anything to it.
Good evening, members of the Planning and Zoning Commission. My name is Christian Horton. You might remember me. It wasn't that long ago. I was before you on a very similar case, although we were seeking R3 rezone instead of R2. Before we came to you with an apartment-style project for this parcel, now we're coming to you with a rezone R2 duplex style development for this parcel. When we were at the commission hearing, after you had recommended approval of the R3, we received a question toward the end of that hearing from Commissioner Williams, who said, would you be willing right now during this hearing to revise your application from R3 to R2. And we were not able to give him an answer at that time because it required us to go back to the drawing board. We had to go back to our engineer. We had to go back to see if we developed this on almost a half density, would the economics of the project work? Well, I can share with you that that's exactly what we did. We went back to the drawing board. We redesigned this project for essentially half the density. And as you've seen by the renderings, we've got a really nice quality product home that we want to develop for this parcel. The perimeter will be developed with the single story version of the renderings that you see. So the perimeter duplexes will be of single story style. In the center of the development, we may elect to go to that second story. It'll add a little bit of dimension from street view, but that design concept was also largely to address the neighbor concerns raised with the apartment style buildings that we had multi-level. They had concerns that there could be some privacy issues that they may have with people being able to look across over the top of the fence or vegetative screen or whatever we were going to buffer in there to kind of help with that. You might also remember when we were here last time, we talked about the traffic patterns on Bee Creek pretty extensively. And that's where we had offered this concept of we call it a deceleration lane. So somebody turning into the neighborhood will have an opportunity to get off of the main lane of traffic, decel, and then make a safe right-hand turn in. Right now, we're obviously open to the idea. I don't know that an acceleration lane going the other direction, kind of taking you north, is necessary. That wasn't the condition the last time we were here in front of you when the density was double than it is now. But we think that the solution for the deceleration lane will, again, be favorably received to address some of the concerns with traffic coming in and out of the neighborhood here. And again, with density almost in half, we think that that's a very significant concession that was made on this redesign. And essentially, I think we took the signal from the commission. Sheila Wyatt and Brandon Williams were the voting commissioners. The presiding commissioner, Nick Plummer, had to recuse. I'm not sure why, but he was not at the hearing. But we listened to what they had to say. We listened to what other people had to say about the project that were not in favor of it. But I can also assure you that we had six community leaders that came to present to the commission that were in favor of it. And I could read their names for you. I don't know that that matters. But there's a significant amount of community support for housing opportunities for people in the community. And there's a lot of people, obviously, within the business community that are familiar with the 2023 housing study and the conclusions that came from that housing study that are very much in favor of offering families in this locale a nice place to live. So with that, I'll yield back if there's any questions for me.
So my specific question, what is the total unit count? Not buildings, but unit count?
So there's duplex style. So if there is, just keep the number simple, if there were 50 buildings, that would be 100 units.
Okay.
50 duplexes, that'd be 100 units. We're looking at probably 48 duplexes, but that might even be revised downward as we kind of near toward, you know, final planning with what we want to do with common areas and spaces and things like that. This is kind of what we envision would be probably the max that we could lay in there with duplex style and still have the look that we would like to have for the neighborhood. Likely there's going to be fewer. How much fewer, I can't really say, but likely fewer.
Okay, thank you. That gives us a good idea. Why don't we go ahead and see who's in the audience that wants to, unless, do you have anything additional you want to add? You'll be coming back up after.
Yeah, nothing
afterwards.
Additional.
Does that work?
Yep, very good.
Okay. Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Do you want to come up?
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm David Cope. I'm the owner. I'm the developer. You've seen me a couple of times. Nothing new to add except duplexes instead of multifamily. So appreciate everyone having us here tonight. Still looking forward to building a great project for the neighborhood and for the area around. Feel like this layout really fits the neighborhood. And again, as though it were multifamily, I'll do my best to create a beautiful entrance and a beautiful subdivision. Still plan to own and manage it myself for the foreseeable future. Do you have any questions?
Thank you.
When you do, I'll be here.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Individuals signed up that are opposed to the application. Do we want to, can you raise your hands just so I have an idea where you're at? There in the middle. Do you have a specific order that you want to go in, or do we want to just start at the front? Do you want to come up first?
My name is Christy Breitenbach, and it's our family home on 155 Deerfield Lane. I am an owner, part owner with my sisters on this piece of property, and I've been here during the last two rezoning attempts, sitting in the audience and supporting my sister, and I will tell you, she is the tactful one in the family. A consistent concern on this rezoning issue is increased traffic. After letting us know he lives off Highway 86, one member of this Planning Commission board has stated twice, all of us feel we have too much traffic on our roads, and none of us want more.